Okay.
Cedral Furl.
40 Acres and a Clone Mule continuing. And we have new music from the Black Lips. The album's called 200 Million Thousand. And the song is called Again and Again.
Everything would be clear if you surrender. looking tragic. Forever's a feather you ain't got no more. And all the people you see coming by to save you, you're make believing on in your mind. Your eyes are wholly rolling, looking beat and knocking. The ceiling gets closer to you all the time.
Kills. And a little tune called No Wow from the album No Wow. Before that, Viva Cauldron, late 80s band out of somewhere in Canada, I think Alberta, I think Calgary, not sure, maybe Edmonton. Anyway, Viva Cauldron did The Means from the album Witness, and The Black Lips from their new album 200 Million Thousand. We heard the tune again and again. 40 Acres. And the Clone Mule. Anyway, that's coming up in the next hour of 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. I'm not going to use that weird voice. Not now.
White's color
with his own hands
can deviate from the norm. People who are not normal, right? They deviate from the norm. Browning of America. Browning of America.
We got nostalgic and did up in shoeboxes with all
Chancellor says Christmas, everyone else says 10 years. They even have a special spin doctor from the year 2019 to make sure that they don't.
So, Minister, you're saying that the economy won't recover in the foreseeable future?
Well, prices are based on credit availability that isn't there and projected asset values that haven't materialised, so recovery in the sense that you mean it just simply isn't possible.
Hang on, who are you?
I am a T-2000 cybernetic organism. Recovery will happen by Christmas 2009.
No, it won't.
Yes, it will. Your career will be terminated.
But you're from the future. You must know it's not true.
I am programmed to claim there will be a recovery by Christmas.
But there won't be a recovery by Christmas.
The recovery by Christmas is on track.
It is on
hit.
And there's a general election next year.
We'll be right back.
You're not afraid of bombs.
A lot of people have that problem.
What?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising is
only the experience we have here.
Truth in advertising.
What? So come on, kids.
And what? Truth in advertising. Use PowerPoint for evil. You are such a PC. And you, Dick Cheney. You shot an old man in the face and got him to apologize to you.
Thank you.
And that was when people were shorter and lived near water from the album Porgy. We heard the tune Summertime. Before that, Fred Frith, an untitled cut from the Miniatures compilation. Before that, Dunlavey and a tune called Wesleyan from the Sakor compilation, a double CD set from the early 90s, which had such people as Peter Buck and Beavis Frond and Bardo Pond and all sorts of people on it. Sakor. Before that, Hitting Birth, the band out of Portland, did Earth from Thirst of the Fast 3 Years. La Knots did New Age Social Pads from a new album called Rotating Tongues 2, live at Vax, recorded live in Boise, 2009. Grotus did Ebola Restin' from the Mass album. Before that, a group called These Are Powers from a new album called All Aboard Future. We heard Life of Birds. Before that, Sleater-Kinney with the title cut of Dig Me Out. The Gossip did Bring It On from That's Not What I Heard. Finn Riggins, also from the new Rotating Tongues 2 Live at Vax compilation from Boise, their song The Collider. Los Campesinos, from their new album We Are Beautiful, We Are Doomed, and that's also the title of the song. Tragic Mulatto did I Don't Mind from an early Alternative Tentacles album they did. Waldo the Dog-Faced Boy did Jello from Gifts of Finest Wheat. Bitch Magnet did Navajo Ace from the Umber album. Umber, U-M-B-E-R, album. And Grind Orchestra with Hovercrest mixed. The Grind Orchestra song was Jolly Throats. It's 40 Acres and a Clone Mule. Do the stats of the amount of music brought to the studio and not played by weight. It was about 47%. But there's more CDs than vinyl, and of course they don't weigh as much as vinyl. Sonic Youth Needle Time, zero, and well, we did about 12 minutes last week, and number of circumstantial happenstances, about 7. Boy, okay, well, we're done. 40 Acres of Clone Mule, hope you're happily on the weekend side of things, of the fence. And we'll be back next week. Right here. 40 Acres and the Clone Mule on
Yeah, how are we?
Washko.